the future to be dangerous.
Thirty spokes are made one by holes in a hub, by vacancies joining them for a wheel's use. The use of clay in molding pitchers comes from the hollow of its absence. Doors, windows in a house are used for their emptiness. Thus, we are helped by what is not to use what is.
Electric circuitry is orientalizing the West. The contained, the distinct, the separate, our Western legacy, are being replaced by the flowing, the unified, the fused. We are being taken on an inner trip into our own inner beings, which involve us in depth in things that had formerly been merely superficial, visual, external, and detached from our own being.
The West shall shake the East awake while you have the night for the morn.
Quanto è bella la prospettiva.
All media are extensions of some human faculty, psychic or physical. The wheel is an extension of the foot. The book is an extension of the eye. Clothing is an extension of the skin. Electric circuitry, the medium of our time, is an extension of the central nervous system. Media, by altering the environment, evoke in us unique ratios of sense perceptions. The extension of any one sense alters the way we think and act, the way we perceive the world, and the way we perceive our own bodies. When these ratios change, men change.
She was indignant when I suggested the use of an aphrodisiac. Why? Naturally, she considers TV a waste of time.
The dominant organ of sensory and social orientation in pre-alphabet societies was the ear.
Hearing was believing.
The phonetic alphabet forced the magic world of the ear to yield to the neutral world of the eye.
Man was given an eye for an ear.
Right.
They told me to continue what I was doing and to spread joy and revolution. If I don't smoke, someone else will.
The method of the 20th century is to use not single but multiple models for experimental exploration, the technique of the suspended judgment.
We haven't heard from Benjamin Franklin in Paris this year. We should write him a letter.
Electrical information devices for universal, tyrannical, womb-to-tomb surveillance are causing a very serious dilemma between our claim to privacy and the community's need to know.
Just you and me, George.
Electric circuitry has rudely thrust us into a world that is quite unusual, quite unlike any previous world, and for which no previous model of perception will serve. The new feeling that people have about guilt is not something that can be privately assigned to some individual, but is rather something shared by everybody in some mysterious way. The old civic, state, and national groupings have become unworkable.
And if you take a sentence like "the medium is the message," which has been, you know, misunderstood, people who don't read McLuhan have got comments on McLuhan, they say, oh, well, of course, content is part of the message, too, and they think they've said something, they haven't understood.
The medium is the message.
Well,
really? The medium is the message.
From his little office in Toronto, he's taken a whole generation by the scruff of the neck and said, look at this problem. Whether I irritate you into it or seduce you into it, he has just made a certain kind of awareness.
We want freedom!
The older traditional ideas of private, isolated thoughts and actions, the patterns of mechanistic technologies, are very seriously threatened by new methods of instantaneous electric information retrieval, by the electrically computerized dossier. That one big gossip column that is unforgivable, unforgettable, and from which there is no redemption, no erasure of
no erasure of early mistakes.
Ours is a brand new world of all-at-onceness. Time has ceased, space has vanished. We now live in a global village. A simultaneous happening. We're back in acoustic space. We have begun again to structure the primordial feeling, the tribal emotions from which a few centuries of literacy had divorced us. The tribalizing process, the inner trip, the depth involvement in the experience of a unified human family, that is something of which we have had no experience for many centuries. It is a process that is located so entirely in the present that it does not appear at all in the rearview mirror to which we habitually look for reassurance and nostalgic orientation. Joyce called it all space in a not shell. A not shell being an eternal present.
All rights reserved. Copyright 1967. The Idle Planet Publishing Company.
In an electric information environment, minority groups can no longer be contained, ignored. Too many people know too much about each other. Our new environment compels commitment and participation. We have become irrevocably involved with and responsible for each other.
Strangers who live far off was greatly dreaded.
It is a matter of the greatest urgency that our educational institutions realize that we now have civil war among the environments created by media other than the printed word. The classroom is now in a vital struggle for survival with the immensely persuasive outside world created by new informational media.
Schizophrenia may be a necessary consequence of literacy.
Private laws, orders, and regulations of federal, state, county and municipal authorities, and with any direction of any public officer or officers pursuant to law, which shall impose any duty upon landlord or tenant with respect to demise or the use of occupation thereof, including the procuring of a certificate of occupancy, semicolon, and shall not do or permit to be done any act or officer.
Youth instinctively understands the present environment, the electric drama. It lives it mythically and in depth. This is the reason for the alienation between generations, because the older training of observation has become quite irrelevant in this new time. The older training is based on psychological responses and concepts conditioned by the former technology, mechanization.
Yes.
The major advances in civilization are processes that all but wreck the societies in which they occur.
Who are you? Are you good enough to eat?
In the name of Anna, the all-maceful, the ever-living, the bringer of plurabilities, hailed be her eve, her sing-time song, her riddle be run unhemmed as it is uneven.
Some of them look pretty good in them.
We have already reached a point where remedial control, born out of knowledge of media and their total effects on all of us, must be exerted.
Number three, take two.
This is Medouin, number three, take two.
Three.
Take three.
Two, this is.
Number two? All right, number two. We call the other one number two. All right, number two, take three.
How shall the new environment be programmed now that we have become so involved with each other? Now that all of us have become the unwitting workforce for social change.
You never knew what was coming next.
With kiss, 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 cross, cross, kiss, cross.
We are only beginning to realize what a tiny slice of human possibility we now educate. The total environment is now the great teacher. Training will be more concerned with training the senses and perceptions than with stuffing brains. Studies show a high correlation between sensory bodily development, now largely neglected, and intelligence. There's a world of difference between the modern home environment of integrated electric information and the classroom.
Britain formally applies for membership in the market. Westmoreland gets control of the pacification program in Vietnam.
We have no art. We do everything as well as we can.
A strange bond often exists among antisocial types in their power to see environments as they really are. The poet, the artist, whoever sharpens our perception tends to be antisocial, rarely well adjusted. He cannot go along with currents and trends.
People who think that because he's explaining television, it somehow begins to work. Well, you have to let the media sing for themselves.
That
we really need whatever footnotes derived from the visual arts, from graphic arts, from sound, from music.
The artist, the enema of society, points out things that many people would prefer not to notice. Art is anything you can get away with.
The envelope, please.
Next is my page 19, speech 1, innumerable confusion.
I don't think you can quite get away with that phrase. Innumerable is, suggests numbers. Confusion is singular. I don't know. Do you like the phrase, innumerable confusion?
Innumerable confusion.
Well, it's part of it.
It's part of what?
It's part of the confusion, sir.
Ah, okay. You're miming.
Miming over that.
Still. Innumerable confusion and a profound feeling of despair invariably emerge in periods of great technological and cultural traditions such as our own. Our age of anxiety is in great part the result of trying to do today's job with yesterday's tools, with yesterday's concepts, with yesterday's ideals.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Speak that I may see you.
Now, Evelyn. Don't try to stop me. I'm leaving.
The young person
for the
today is a data processor on a very large scale.
Can't desert them now, Evelyn. As much
as
I love
them. In the beginning, we're always there. Before the beginning and after the
desire
end.
Desire is there, as in mine, my dear, but I must pull myself from your arms.
Don't, darling.
Duty.
Sheep who die silently are no use as victims.
Nose counting, a cherished part of the 18th century fragmentation process, has rapidly become a cumbersome and ineffectual form of social assessment in an environment of instant electric speed. The public, in the sense of a great consensus of separate and distinct viewpoints, is finished.
I must have been delirious, for I even sought amusement in speculating upon the relative velocities of their several descents toward the foam below.
Unhappily, we confront this new situation with an enormous backlog of outdated mental and psychological responses. The new electric drama has left us dangling. Our most impressive words and thoughts betray us. They refer us only to the past, not to the present.
A mother, father, two children, and an anthropologist.
What's the definition of an Eskimo family?
Now the world's a sage, Marvin.
We are back once more.
I've discovered
in the age of the hunter.
Kind of massage, but you need
this time, the hunter is a fact finder and a researcher.
And what
a
you do with them?
In the study of ideas, it is necessary to remember that insistence on
hard-headed clarity is together from sequentially, but not necessarily in just one straight line across a wall.
Insistence on clarity at all costs is based on sheer superstition as to the mode in which human intelligence functions. Our reasoning grasps at straws and the premises float on gossamers.
And then if you hang it up,
the meaning of meaning.
The young today reject goals.
Is meaning.
The young want rules.
We shape our tools and thereafter our tools shape us.
Today's child is growing up absurd because he lives in two worlds. And neither of them inclines him to grow up.
Compartmentalization of occupation.
Yeah, I know. Learning, the educational process, has long been associated only with the glum.
Silence is the unintended sounds of our environment.
Well, Brody. He has proved himself, for he is alive.
No comment.
Robert Oppenheimer was fond of saying, "There are children playing in the street who could solve some of my top problems in physics because they have modes of perception that I lost long ago."
Yeah, 4 p.m. throughout the world, whether we like it or...
No!
The new electronic interdependence recreates the world in the image of a global village. Lucky cocks for whom the audible, visible, noseable, edible world.
And all's well?
The new modes of instantaneous long-distance human communication, radio, telephone, television, are linking the world's peoples in a vast net of electric circuitry that creates new depth and breadth of personal involvement in events and breaks down the old traditional boundaries that make specialization possible. As the audience becomes a participant in the total electric drama, the classroom can become a scene in which the audience performs an enormous amount of work.
All dictators inflating bureaucracy do it with the cry,
"Down with bureaucracy!"
Personal freedom consists largely in having a defense against questions.
Politics offers yesterday's answers to today's questions. The total environment is now the great teacher.
I have a friend. Every time she sees an empty telephone booth, she ducks in to make a call.
Even science fiction is now very far behind what's actually happening. It may very well be that in our conscious inner lives, the interplay among our senses is what constitutes our sense of touch. Perhaps touch is not just skin contact with things, but the very life and encounter of things in the mind. Without an understanding of media grammars, we cannot hope to achieve a contemporary awareness of the world in which we live. Our very concepts of media analysis are literary, limited to content analysis and unrelated to the new configurations of electronic media. Our sensory levels have already changed drastically since television. The visual component in our lives has dropped dramatically. The visceral, proprioceptive, kinetic, and auditory modes of response have risen to compensate. This sensory shift has forced us to reevaluate practically every thought, every action, and every institution formerly taken for granted.
You mean life isn't a fountain?
Rattled on ya.
Education must shift from instruction, from the imposing of stencils on brain pans, as it were, to discovery, to probing and exploring, and to the recognition of the language of forms. We have now to accept the fact and responsibility that the entire human environment is an artifact, an art form, something that can be staged and manipulated like showbiz.
Now, someone's aiming him.
Jobs represent a relatively recent pattern of work organization. From the 15th to the 17th centuries, there is a steady progress of fragmentation of the stages of work that constitute mechanization and specialism. These procedures cannot serve for survival or sanity in this new time. Unhappily,
I done me best when I was lad.
Many well-intentioned political reform programs that aim at the alleviation of suffering caused by unemployment betray an ignorance of the true nature of media influence.
Bishop, I'm told!
When automated electronic production reaches full potential, it will be just about as cheap to turn out a million differing objects as a million exact duplicates. And the only limit on production and consumption will be the human imagination. Unhappily, many well-intentioned political reform programs
technology in the world. Its educational and industrial establishments, built by print and methods derived from print, are vast and pervasive.
Quote.
Backward countries
close quote.
Now have a huge advantage over us. We now stand in relation to electronic technology much as we once stood in relation to print technology. What we plan to do or can do to brainwash ourselves of this obsolete inheritance has yet to be faced. As design and communications mold the environment, so they shape human perceptions, which processed at speeds consistent with electronic information movement, induce changes in human institutions at a rate that for the first time in human history makes change perceptible. And addressed her in a languid, sleepy voice.
We shape up!
Who are you? Said the caterpillar.
I hardly know, sir, just at present. At least I knew who I was this morning. But I think I must have been changed several times since then.
We're getting in clusters.
We have no art.
Just hang on.
What'll happen when intelligence is recognized?
Drop this jiggery part.
Okay, Professor McClure, let's take it from the top.
Ray!
Last word.